Jesus Christ, and we're thankful for the opportunity as a counseling service to be here and share together to you all as couples is our desire tonight. Brother Ted and Brother Caleb will do the majority of the presentation, and we also have had some wonderful, willing volunteers from the elder body itself to be part of a panel discussion. And before we do anything else, though, let's bow in prayer and arise if you... Father, we are thankful for this evening to be in this time and in this place. We're thankful for the opportunity to gather together as a body of believers to think about and to focus on joy in marriage, the beautiful relationships that thou has given us in our life, and the opportunity that we have therein, Father. We pray for thy spirit to be present. We pray for thy word to be powerful. We pray for thy wisdom to be amongst all of us. May we have open hearts and open minds to receive thy truth. And we're thankful most of all for Jesus, who makes all things possible. In his name we pray. Amen. So without further ado, I'll turn it over to Ted and Caleb.
All right. Thank you, Arlen. So greetings to each of you in the name of Jesus. We're thankful to be here. We're thankful for this opportunity and privilege to be able to talk about the wonderful relationship of marriage. We know all of you have had a long day, so there's probably not much more that can be crammed in these heads, but we trust the Spirit that it'll move in ways that that we can't. And so tonight, I'm by a speaker, so I'm going to move here. So tonight, as I mentioned, obviously, as we think about the marriage relationship, God uses it throughout Scripture to testify of his relationship with us as his children. In the Old Testament, he talks about as a bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so God rejoices over us as his children. And so what a wonderful opportunity and privilege that we have within the marriage union to be a visible and vivid testimony to our children, to the church, and to the community through the through our relationship within marriage. And so one of the things as we, so we've split it up into three different parts here tonight. The first part is really we recognize that the reality of the tension, can you hear me okay in the back? Of the tension inherent in your roles within the ministry. And so the first part of this is really going to be an open discussion. We've asked, it was four couples, but it'll be two couples here tonight that come up, and we're asking them questions related to how they manage those tensions. But we're going to also ask for some group participation. And really what this is about is it's not about a single answer per se, but there's a lot of wealth and experience from managing the tension of ministry and marriage, right, and walking through those tensions within this room. And so what we thought the first part would be just let's walk through that together and capture some of those pieces here together. Then we're going to walk into nurturing joy within marriage, walk through a short teaching together, and then finally, have some interactive exercises that you do together as a couple or individually for those that don't have their spouses here. So, again, thanks for having us. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and ask the couples here. We've asked Brother Ron and Sister Pam, as well as Brother Tom and Sister Sue to be part of this panel, and they have graciously agreed, not because they had all the answers, but because they were willing to share. So we appreciate their willingness. So at this time, if you'd come on up and sit up here.
When we do a marriage seminar, one of the things that we do in almost every marriage seminar we do is interview an older, experienced couple. And one of the things that happens is it's an interview about a testimony of marriage. It's not about perfect marriages. It's about God's faithfulness in marriage. And inevitably, it is one of for the congregation is one of the most special times to hear just to kind of that testimony of how the Lord's worked through real people, you know, through real life and through the ups and downs. But we hope tonight to really capture the things that promote joy and connection and being partners in ministry. Yeah. Go ahead.
All right. So each of you, have the questions here. So we're going to start here with the first question. And so what we've asked them to do is just kind of share from these questions, and then we're going to go through these together. So I'm going to ask a question. I've asked them to kind of reflect on this question from their experiences, and then we'd like to open it up to the audience to share their experience as well, or things that come to mind. So the first question is, what is something you do together or your spouse does for you that makes you feel like a partner in ministry?
So before I do that, I have to correct some terms. Harlan, I don't know where he's at, said volunteer.
Yeah.
We talked this afternoon about old English terms and how they've changed. It wasn't volunteer. And Ted used an expression of older, and that's also... So, having cleared that up, I want to just say a couple things and let Pam, but one thing that we really enjoy doing is traveling. Sometimes that's church-related, but it's often not. We really like to work hard to get in a vacation. That's not just, that's a way that we can enjoy together. We spend a lot of time planning that. Sometimes it's a bit hectic. Often that falls more to Pam than it does to me. And before I pass, the other thing I would say is, as far as forming a partnership, it really helps me feel like it's a partnership when, like, I do the church emails, Pam edits those. When we host the young group, she throws a good meal for them. The last time that we had them, I put in the email that Pam might have a light lunch, I think. And there's a new convert who hadn't been there before. He went to his mom and said, she didn't even for sure she's going to provide lunch. She enjoys entertaining them. The rest of them know they're going to get something very special. So it's something that we can share together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I'd like to echo, too, that the sharing that happens makes me feel a part and included. And I really enjoy being able to travel with him, too, when we go to other churches. Or I can hear the same things that he's hearing and get a pulse on what he's doing. And it feels like I can support him in a greater way. So I would say pretty much echo what you guys said.
Well, now that I have the mic, you mentioned older couples, but you didn't mention the where we fit in. So.
Yeah.
I was looking at volunteering my phone, too, because I don't. When Brother Caleb sent the email, my first thought was I need to be learning from all of you on how this works and what should be happening. But I do value my wife's viewpoint. I know sometimes the elder body we talk about when we really want the pulse, we should ask our wives instead of trying to figure it out ourselves. That's really true, I believe, in large part. So I do bounce quite a bit off of my wife. I've learned that early on when I was called into this work. I struggled with that balance of how much to share and how much not to share. And I mean, I'm sure all of you have gone through that same dynamic. And it was kind of painful because it kind of came to a head where Sue didn't feel a part of the work, real frankly. And It wasn't because I was trying to exclude her, but I just was trying to work it out in my own mind of what that looked like. And we had to kind of sit down and work through that, and now I believe it's in a much healthier place where I probably share maybe more than I should at times, but it has felt so comfortable. And so as a new elder, I didn't know how that worked. And so I should have probably learned from some of you in that process, but I'm a slow learner, but God has been faithful to teach me that. And I think we've benefited. And she also reviews all my emails, so or almost all of them.
Thank you. Yep. So with that, appreciate you. So I captured traveling, planning meals together, and kind of that aspect of just sharing with each other. And finding that balance that works through that. So what we'd like to do is just, I'll ask the question again. I know you don't have this in front of you, but it's really about this partner in ministry. So what is it that you do together or your spouse does for you that really brings you alongside and you feel like that you're a partner in this ministry? I'm going to grab a marker here and, capture some of the thoughts.
All right, Nick, go ahead. Here, we'll do this.
It is our anniversary today. So.
Wonderful.
Well, congratulations.
We're celebrating that today. Yeah, I'm very new. We're new to the eldership. I would say we have been blessed with a lot of opportunity to do premarital counseling with a lot of the college students there because they have their home churches, but they're time-wise closer to us. And I don't even know if I'm supposed to do this, but Suzanne joins me in that premarital counseling, and it has been a huge blessing, I think, for the couples, but also for us.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thank you. Others? We're just going to take a few, and then we'll go to another question, but don't hesitate. This is rich discussion. Brother Rick?
Maybe it was rich. I don't know. What kind of came to my mind was, 3 years ago or so, I was blessed to get to look in on the Congerville congregation. It takes some time, certainly takes some mental energy, and what has been really special to me in partnering is Mary loves to go there. She loves the people, and she is often pushing me. We haven't been there on a Sunday for a while. We should go.
Okay.
And that has just been so helpful to me to know that she's willing to support and to love them, and they'll ask if I go alone, where's Mary?
Well, if you ask Caleb and I where Donna and Angie are tonight, we left them at home because there's nothing more fearful than to talk about marriage with your wife in the audience. She's in the back coughing, you know, having a spasm. All right, who else? Thank you, Brother Rick.
I would just say it's hugely meaningful and bonding when Bev affirms me, knowing we have just worked through a particularly challenging issue.
Okay. Yeah, to hear that affirmation, encouragement. Would you mind passing right back there?
Linda and I do not have a hugely large congregation, but we have a number of people in the area that have church background, particularly since we're near the New Martinsville area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have made it a practice over the years to visit a lot of those people. And it isn't exactly the church ministry, but it is a ministry that we have really enjoyed working together on. And, you know, sometimes I can have a prayer, and I really appreciate her assistance or just her support in that. And then when we leave, we can visit about what we learned and how we can help. And it's been a real blessing to pull us together in a spiritual way.
Thank you very much.
Well, I kind of count this a privilege to say this. Suzanne and I have been married now over 60 years, and it's been a very, very wonderful experience. We didn't have children for 7 years, and we adopted our first one, and we had 4 children after that. And by the way, Monday we had great-grandchildren, twins born. Mm-hmm. So we felt we've really been blessed, and we've traveled a lot together. Suzanne's been a wonderful support in my work as an elder. And we traveled, I believe, to 74 churches out of 82. So we've been around a while, and we traveled a lot of times just us two. There's times we flew to the West Coast, East, South, North, took the train a number of times, but it's been a good experience. But she's been a real help in the labor is done by the grace of God in behalf of our wonderful.
Thank you. You're very lucky to have those twins. Donna and I's twins turned 16 this last Monday. So I tell you what, prayer without ceasing has never come so easy as when your 15-year-old is driving and you're going 70 miles an hour down the road. Oh my. Should we go to the next one?
Yeah.
All right, the next question we're going to go to is actually question number 3. Or would you rather go to question number 2?
Pam's laughing because she knows what I'm going to share. She would share the same thing. It's actually a few years ago we stopped at.
Sure. The question is, how do each of you bring humor, fun, and laughter into your marriage? What are some creative ways to overcome barriers that prevent you from having fun together?
So I'll just share this event. I was in an evening. I have no idea where that was. The Schnucks card aisle. We started reading those, like the shoebox cards or whatever, and we are sure we're going to get ushered out of the store. We were dying laughing over the dumb things they had to say, but just being able to capture humor where it is.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if you're familiar with the cartoon Zits. that got us through a few years of bad high school years.
Mm.
And we would buy the books. And then Ron would go through and put little yellow sticky notes in the pages, and then every once in a while we'd go through it, laugh. And it really helped.
Thank you.
I think for us, it's, as our kids would say, Dad's dumb jokes. Just play on pun of words, and sometimes it's doing home projects and feeling like you're going crazy and with all the bad things that go wrong, and then you laugh about it later because it's, wow, that was stupid. I don't know. It's just trying to find something light in life to laugh about. Laugh about the stupid things your kids do or say. Mm.
Sure. Tom?
Yeah, I think it's just trying to find humor in little places and for hard things sometimes. I mean, this looked pretty big for us to sit up here today, and my wife wondered a few times how we got roped into it. So this morning we were in the bathroom getting ready, and I was showering, and I came out of the shower, and the bathroom was all steamed up. And so I looked at my wife, and I said, "So what do you do when your husband gets you all steamed up?" And she... thinking about this conversation. Yes. So it's looking for humor in little everyday things, I think. So
that's great. Thank you. Sure.
How many of you have teenage sons or have had teenage sons? So my favorite Zitz cartoon is Walt. Do any of you know Zitz? How many of you read Zitz? Yeah. So this is about teenage sons. So Walt comes out of the bathroom taking a shower, and he's overweight, like, we have something in common. He's a dentist, but with his towel wrapped around him and steam coming out, and then the next box is Jeremy banging his head against the wall. And Walt asks his wife, said, "What's the problem?" And she said, "I don't know, something about the DNA pool."
All right, I'll repeat the question here. How do each of you bring humor, fun, and laughter into your marriage? What are some creative ways of overcoming barriers that prevent you from having fun together? Caleb and I are counselors, and I can guarantee you we can outwait your silence. John?
I guess one of the areas that makes us laugh is our grandkids.
There you go.
Some of the things they come up with is amazing. But we try to make just every day, we don't have to do the big things. It's the little things. One of the things we really enjoy, it's been a tradition, is after church on Wednesday, we have popcorn together. She sits in a chair next to me, and we have popcorn. So it's the little things, enjoying the sunsets. Mm-hmm.
That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Others?
I think I'll address the part that maybe keeps us from laughing and having that, and I think taking things too seriously. Mm. That's something that I struggle with, and it really does take away joy. And Linda's wonderful about helping me along in that, and we're still working on it. But I guess I, in the end of so many things that we've taken so seriously and looked so hard, as we look back, it really wasn't that bad. And God is faithful, and so I guess just an encouragement to all that this is a very serious position, and many of the things we do are not things that we can laugh about. Mm-hmm. And yet, in the end, God is faithful, and so we have to be careful that He's in control, and it's not us. So.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. Mm-hmm. There you go, Randy.
Brother Ted, I only work here.
I only work here. Thank you, Randy. There you go. Brother Andy?
This isn't a normal. It was an isolated incident in our life. We were flying, and I got bumped up into first class. And there was an empty seat there, and I said, "Well, my wife's back there. Could she come up too?" So they brought her up. First thing they said was, "Would you like something to drink?" And she said, "Oh, yeah." I said, "Be careful, they're talking something different from what you are." And the whole flight was that way. And when we went to get off, the stewardess says, "Oh, you're such a cute couple."
How about one more?
We laugh every Mom? Day. Either we laugh at me or at him, but we laugh every day.
Yeah. No specifics there, evidently. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to come now to question number 4. What are ways that you have found helpful to disengage from the grind and recharge? And this might be activities both individually or as a couple. So what are ways you have found helpful to disengage from the grind and recharge, either individually or as a couple? Go ahead, Ron.
I think this may be more my need than it is Pam's, and I know I've said it here before, but it means getting out of the house. So that might be going out to eat. I probably push that more than what Pam does. Or for traveling someplace to go the night before and stay overnight at a hotel. And honestly, I think our vacations have gotten further away from home. I was talking to a brother today. This in 4 weeks, we're leaving for Europe. And it feels disconnected, but it needs to be away.
Okay. Thank you. Pam?
I guess I have to say I don't consider it a grind. It can be hard, and sometimes I don't like to see how it affects Ron. But, and maybe it's because our kids aren't at home. Mm-hmm. I don't mind being at home, so I don't feel as much that I need to get away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Individually.
I think that's okay. Sue?
I think for us, definitely we like to get away from our kids. And...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That sounded kind of bad, didn't it? We also encourage each other, and sometimes we do it together and individually, is getting exercise. Mm. And I think it's not mm-hmm. only physically good for us, it makes me feel like I can handle things more.
Mm-hmm.
Things don't look so big in my mind. We like to go on walks and bike rides and just... And sometimes I just encourage him, if I can't go, why don't you go do something because I can tell you need it.
Mm-hmm.
It helps work stress, elder stress.
Great. Thank you. Tom?
Yeah, and we